are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by the great folks at May Adam, also the Peer VA Clinic and VistaCare. And we've got a busy morning. First off, we're going to talk with Jen Euchre from Paws Animal Rescue. Well, good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
It is the day for that delicious fundraising dinner.
It is the day. These are my favorite days. I just love our fundraising meal days. Today is our Fiesta dinner, 5 to 7 at First United Methodist Church, right there, kitty corner across from Zesto. It is drive-through style, so you'll enter from the north there on Central and loop down through the parking lot. We've got some great volunteers who will be out there taking your order, because we have two delicious meal options today. And another wonderful group of volunteers in the kitchen cooking up all that deliciousness. We've got taco salads or super nachos. Also comes with a bottled drink and dessert. It is a free will donation to Paws Animal Rescue. You loop right on through when you are off to home to enjoy your wonderful meal just as quick as can be.
Absolutely. And that's the great thing. You don't have to cook tonight. You can go grab this meal, and it's going to help out all the fur babies there at Paws Animal Rescue.
Yes, we have these meals 5 times a year, and they are just an integral part of our fundraising platform each year. People come out and support us, and they're so wonderful and so generous, and we really count on these meals for the care of these animals all year long. So we invite everybody to come see us today and look forward to serving up this great Fiesta dinner.
Sounds good. The hardest part is going to be figuring out which one of the two you want, because they both sound delicious.
That's right. That's right. That is a tough call. We like to be able to offer these options, and yes, making the decision will be tough. You know what? You can always buy two, one for tonight, one for lunch tomorrow.
Exactly. That's a great plan right there. All right. Well, I know it's going to go over well, and you guys will be super busy tonight, and we'll check in with you Wednesday.
All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, and we hope to see you later.
You bet. There's Jen Euchre from Paws Animal Rescue, as they've got the Fiesta dinner going on tonight from 5 until 7. So I mentioned it is a busy morning. We also have some folks from the Peer Players this morning. We want to welcome in Alyssa and Matt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And last weekend was opening weekend, and I hear it went pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Very well.
And, of course, you know, things are limited capacity. You can't be, you know, completely full. But from what I hear, the seats that you had, there were none available because everybody wanted to come see the show.
That is correct. Yes, we are limiting the capacity still due to COVID. So about a third of what we normally could do. So we pretty much had a full house on Friday, Saturday, and our Sunday matinee.
That is fantastic. And, of course, folks that do come to see the show in person, they do need to wear their masks still,
yes,
right?
We do yes, ask that anyone who attends does wear their mask throughout the show.
And this week, you've got some more shows. So if anybody missed out this past weekend, well, you've got some more shows this weekend. And there's another option for folks to be able to view this production.
Yes, we have performances this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. And also, we are offering a virtual option. So if you're just not comfortable coming down to the theater, or maybe you're from out of town and not able to drive in, you can purchase a ticket virtually. For members, you can view it virtually for free, but you do have to request the link. So you just go to our website, peerplayers.com, and you can do that on our website, and you can watch the show Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
Very nice. Now, if somebody does want to come in person, enjoy it at the Grand Opera House, can they just go to the box office? How do the tickets work?
You can do that, but it is always best to call ahead and to reserve your seat. That's 224-7826. Our box office is open 5 to 7 p.m., but you can call and leave a message at other times, and then we'll give you a call back.
Very nice. Now, Matt, you're part of the cast, correct?
Yes, sir.
What do you do in this production?
He's a big part of the cast.
I play Arthur Roeder, be the president of the United States Radium Corporation. Eventually leads up to president, I should say. I kind of play the counterpart to a lot of the girls you'll see in the play.
Excellent. And a lot of work went into this production. You did a lot of, you know, rehearsals and getting things just right, but it sounds like, from what I hear, people that I've talked to, it's really paid off.
Yes, and it, you know, it is a true story. It is the true story of the Radium Girls from the play takes place mainly in the 1920s. And these young girls were working in a factory, painting dial watches using radium. And so they would glow in the dark. And the military used them, and it was the rage to have these glow-in-the-dark watches. But the thing was that the radium was poisonous to them. And they were dipping the brushes in the paint, the radium paint, and then in their mouth and painting. And then this led to medical conditions for a lot of the girls.
So I encourage people, if they weren't able to make it this weekend, you've got two options. You can go see it at the Grand Opera House or watch it virtually. That's a great addition, I think, for folks that, like you said, aren't quite comfortable, or they're not wanting to make the drive or can't make the drive for those nights. They can still watch.
That is correct. And, you know, we're getting people from other parts of the state or even out of state, you know, family members of cast or friends. And so it is a really great option that if you just can't make it or not comfortable, you can sit at home and watch it.
Absolutely.
I know I have a good few family members myself who are going to be taking the virtual route, and they're very happy to see
it. And that's a great thing. If you've got folks from out of state that still want to be able to see this production, there you go. They can check out the virtual, and that's going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well, correct?
Yep. And tickets are only $15, and that is for the virtual as well. If you are a student or a senior citizen, then the tickets are $13.
All right. Sounds good. I know it's going to be another successful weekend for you, and we look forward to seeing how well, you know, things went in the theater as well as virtually with that option too. So we'll have to check back in with you and see what kind of success it was. Because after this weekend, I think it's going to be another busy weekend.
And it's, you know, and the show, while it is a drama, there is humor in the show as well. Mm-hmm. And the outcome, it is a very positive, not to give it away, but it is a positive outcome and, you know, a really good story that still resonates today.
And we love those types of uplifting stories. So this is a perfect time for this type of production.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Alyssa, for joining us. And we look forward to seeing what how this one went and then what the next fun production is going to be.
Yep. We have somebody coming in next week that will be already promoting auditions for the next show, which is going to be Man of La Mancha auditions in 2 weeks.
Very nice. So anybody who's maybe on the fence about coming out and, you know, trying out, what would you say to them?
I mean, I got kind of duped, to be fair, into my first play, Three Musketeers, by my younger brother, Dylan, who's been a big part of Peer Players, loves it. And ever since then, it's been taken off running. It was the strangest thing going to that first audition, but after that, it is just, you meet some of the best people, and you have some of the most fun you'll ever have doing something to give to your community.
There you go. So,
and if you aren't comfortable being on stage, we always need plenty of help backstage in all kinds of capacities.
Exactly. Yep. So go ahead, take that step, and it'll be well worth it in the end for you.
That is right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Matt and Alyssa.
Thank you.
And there is the crew from the Peer Players. Don't miss out on Radium Girls this weekend, either in the Grand Opera House or online. We'll get you all the details on our Facebook page here with the people in your neighborhood from today, which is brought to you by the great folks at May Adam Law Firm, Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare.